Surely in America, a journalist would not be prevented from recording a public hearing, one that's open to anybody. But that's what happened to reporters who used cameras to record the proceedings at the Washington, D.C. Taxicab Commission meeting. Instead, they found themselves handcuffed. Take a look at this.
Sir, you can't arrest me for reporting.
I can arrest you for not obeying the rules.
I'm a reporter. This is a public meeting. This is a public meeting. Sir, this is a public meeting.
Last chance.
So this is a public meeting.
Last chance.
I'm a reporter.
Stand up.
Joining us now is one of the journalists arrested yesterday, Reason TV producer Jim Epstein. Jim, even though this is an unpleasant subject and they put you through all that, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. Welcome to Freedom Watch.
Thank you very much, Judge.
What the heck was that all about? Under what authority were you guys arrested?
I don't really know, to tell you the truth. What you just saw is a video that I actually captured on my iPhone. And then it was of Pete Tucker being arrested. And then later on, a few minutes later, when I was trying to leave the meeting because the meeting was breaking up, then the park police then were going after me to try and confiscate my iPhone and delete the video that I had just recorded.
And obviously they did not get the iPhone from you because you've given the video to us and we're showing to the world what the police did.
Well, they did get the iPhone, actually, and they kept me downstairs in a cell for about 5 hours. But luckily, they did not delete anything from my iPhone. Reason sent a lawyer, and I was out by that afternoon, and they ended up not touching anything on the phone.
Did they file any criminal charges against you, Jim, and against the other fellow that was arrested with you?
Yes, they did. They filed charges of disorderly conduct and unlawful entry.
And is there actually going to be a trial on this? I mean, because you didn't unlawfully enter and your conduct was not disorderly. That's objectively visible from the film.
Yeah, in terms of the status of the charges, that's one thing. It's still ongoing, so I probably shouldn't speak to that. But
right. Here's what I do want you to speak to. What kind of a government do we have that watches us with cameras everywhere we go, but recoils in horror and uses force when we try to watch the government with cameras?
You know, Judge, I think one thing that cops and judges and everyone in law enforcement is really going to have to get used to the fact that there are going to be cameras in courtrooms, there are going to be cameras in public meetings, and they can't react to that by trying to confiscate them. This is a new reality, and it goes all the way up to the Supreme Court. My Reason TV colleague did a great piece on the need for cameras in the Supreme Court as well.
I think you're right on the mark, and the judge in your case doesn't care about my opinion, but my opinion is it's clear under the First Amendment. You have the right to be there. You have the right to record what you're observing. And the Constitution was written to protect that right. Good luck to you in this trial, Jim, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, Judge.